This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hello. All right, let's do it, man. I got like 50 minutes left. Dial 888-808-1019. You can say something, like when you call in, you can talk. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm tight, bro. I'm done gambling. I came up 1 point and one rebound short in my parlay. I posted it on Twitter at Keith_McPherson. If you care to see people's busted bet slips. They took LeBron out too early, bro. I bet LeBron 25 points. He had 24. I parlayed that with 8 rebounds. He had 7. Play him for another minute. He'll get another bucket and rebound. I would have cashed too. Whatever. I'm done betting. Like I said, I'm popped, bro. I'm popped. More money, more problems. I admit, I have a gambling problem. I'm just kidding. I had a gambling problem when I was young. Learned the hard way. Before it was digital apps, before it was legal, I learned the hard way. Scary way. Scared straight way. Now I don't even deposit enough money to be worried about losing. What is just like somewhat disappointing is now that FanDuel is like, hey, take a look at what you've done over the last 3 months, 6 months. It's like, I didn't need to see that. 888-808-1019. Betting with your heart. Betting on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to save the day. Knowing that one of my boys texted me. Shout out to Zeke, too. He doesn't bet. And Zeke, I'm proud of you, bro, because we both have learned the hard way. He took himself off of, you know, all the books and whatever, but I guess he had one little way to bet. He texted me that morning, Sunday morning, what do you think about the game? And I said, I'm praying the Chiefs win, bro. Like, if I got to pray that they win, that means I don't think that they're going to win. Eagles have the better roster, and I think in a game like this, it's the last game, like when those guys just pin their ears back, knowing there's no tomorrow, like, he took my advice. Put a good amount of cash on the Eagles' money line. I wish I did the same. 888-808-1019. So I'm out until I put my future bets in and until we get to March Madness. I can figure out some parlays to hit once we get to the NCAA tournament. Steve is in the Bronx next up on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
My man.
Yes, sir.
Check this out. Mm-hmm. I think last week you were talking about St. John's. Now, yeah. Here's what I find, Keith, is very intriguing about St. John's. With the NIL?
Yeah, name, image, likeness, right. NIL money. Yep.
Right. How is he able to keep this winning going with the way the climate is now? I'm like, how are you getting these ball players?
Oh, they got a few people, and they have like a collective. I got to go back to my notes. They have a billionaire alum. Mike Rapoli, St. John's billionaire alum. And then I have to go back to my notes, but they have a collective where people can put money in. And they're getting more people. This is New York. There's a lot. This is a place where the most billionaires are. They could find some more people to help, you know.
Yeah. In fact, I'm giving you a number on that, Keith. There's 110 billionaires that was out in New York. That's a lot. Right? But yeah, I'm just amazed, man. I'm like, hold it. How they, you know, how he retain? Because most of these kids don't even know who he is. That's first of all.
Nah, they better know who Patino is. Patino knows who he is. He called the shot. He knew. He knew. He said it was going to change. He said that they would be competitive. They'd be playing big time basketball in a year. Look at the difference with the transfer portal and NILs.
I mean,
you could build a good team pretty quickly if you got an eye for talent, which he does, and you could coach, which he can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like, I think he's number 12 now. He was 15, and now they're up to number 12.
I think they're higher now. The new rankings came out. So I think St. John's, I saw maybe they're at 10.
But I think the Achilles heel is that foul line.
They're in the top 10 now. Yeah, and I bet you they start working on that, and I bet you they have some guys that can do it and some guys that can't, but they need to drill that. We definitely have seen them not shoot well from the charity stripe or from behind the arc.
Yeah, I was surprised that they beat UConn, but UConn ain't doing that great this year.
Yeah, they've had a slow start. They're missing some guys. I know a lot of UConn fans were pissed off that they lost that game and were making excuses. Whatever. Right now, St. John's is looking legit.
Yeah, they are. I'm surprised.
They're ranked number 9 in the AP top 25. Like, they're a top 10
team.
They're on a 10-game win streak. They got the longest win streak out of anybody in that top 10 or top 25.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just amazed, man. And they're supposed to be building a new facility out there, too.
And that's going to help as well. And you got guys like Mike Rapoli matching for every $1 million that the NIL collective puts together. He's matching. So,
whoa, that explains this.
So
okay,
then you're gonna start getting the best in the country, not just like in the area or whatever. Like now, the best in the country are gonna want to play in Madison Square Garden in front of an energized crowd of New York fans, longtime suffering St. John's fans. They have loyal fans that were supporting them all these years. It's been since the mid-80s that they've been like this, but those fans are still there. You're going to start getting real talent. You'll get some guys that can hit
free throws. So it sounds to me, the money started rolling in when Patino showed up.
Oh, of course.
Okay, I got that.
And the whole university bought in. The president, I was reading something about how Patino like needed them to buy in. Actually, just reminded me, I want to check out BT's interview with Patino, because Brandon Tierney on our midday show calls their games. If anybody knows, he knows. And I know he did a sit-down interview with Patino on his Jets podcast, and there's probably some nuggets in there. I got to remember to put that on my watch later on YouTube.
So any at this juncture, any prospects for any of the ball players going to the NBA?
Who's
that over there?
RJ, I think Lewis Jr., was considered one of the top guys. And I'm not going to hold you. They have just got on my radar in these last 2-3 weeks. There's a couple guys that I heard are going to be NBA prospects. I got to look into that. But I think the RJ Lewis Jr. kid, he balled last week against UConn. They said that, you know, he might be getting a look. So that'd be cool too, right? St. John's start, you know, winning the Big East, getting in the tournament, making noise there, and then putting players in the NBA.
And I like your concept, your philosophy, and that is stay down until you get up.
Yes, sir. That's how you got to be.
I like that one.
That's how you got to be as a fan and life. Thanks for the call, Steve. 888-808-1019. Unless you're a Dallas fan, then you just got to get down or lay down. You got to duck for cover. It's only going to get worse. I do like that the Cowboys are signing Ken Dorsey to be a passing game assistant. A lot of people talk down on Ken Dorsey as if he's not, a guy who did it in college. Two, a good mind. Like, he was helping Josh Allen for a little while, and I like the fact that he went viral for, you know, breaking everything in the booth, pissed off. The Dallas Cowboys need some guys that actually care that much. But, yeah, I did see that, you know, they're not making him the offensive coordinator, but they're bringing him in. That's another mind to have in the room with Dak Prescott, with Brian Schottenheimer, with CeeDee Lamb. See, here's where I am, and I know people don't care, but I don't have any calls right now. I can kind of lay out here. I say stay down until you come up with your teams. Because, like, Jets fans are a perfect example right now. Stay down. It might be a rough year again. But what if Aaron Glenn is the one to actually bring you to the promised land? You stay down till you come up because it will be glorious. You stay down until you come up because it's like that feeling going through. Look at the Knicks fans. All right, we'll chill on the Knicks because I did fall asleep watching Jason Tatum and the Celtics humble the Knicks. And I know I was on air telling y'all for a while, this is not the year. Unless Tatum gets hurt, unless Jaylen Brown gets hurt, Pritchard gets hurt. The Knicks are not winning anything this year. I don't even know if they're going to Eastern Conference Finals this year. But anyway, as a Knicks fan, all of those down years, how good does it feel just to be competitive now? How good does it feel just to have a team now? Just to have a squad the last few years that are perennial contenders that are getting to the playoffs? Eventually, you hope that they'll break through, not with this group. That take that I had that went viral with my boy Alex Day, that is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. I said Jalen Brunson and this group, and this is before they traded for Cat. This is after the Mikal Bridges trade. I said they're never winning anything. They're going to be competitive. They're going to restore the feeling. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Like they're going to fill up the Garden, and you're going to be pumped for some of these games. You're going to overinflate a win against the Rockets. But then when LeBron and the Lakers come to town, you'll be humbled. When Tatum and the Celtics come to town, you'll be humbled. But there'll be another win against some other team, you know. This Knicks team can't beat any of the elite teams. I wouldn't even consider the Rockets and Memphis Grizzlies in elite teams, especially when they're on a road trip, especially when they're resting guys, especially if they're playing on a second half of a back-to-back. But whatever, I'm getting off the point. Stay down till you come up as a fan. You know, I don't think as grown men, too many of our friends and family will let us switch unless there's something crazy that goes on, like, I don't know. If you're a Commanders fan and the Dan Snyder news comes out, if you're a Clippers fan and the you know Donald Sterling news comes out and it's like, all right, I can't rock with this team anymore. I got to go a different direction. Okay. But if you just are tired of losing and can't handle losing, you know, you can't really wear that. So, you know, me laying out, I'm stuck as a Dallas fan. Everybody that I know knows I grew up rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. Friends know. And now I'm on the radio. I've told people, like I said, I can't shed this. A couple weeks ago, I was saying, how do I lose it? Because people see me and it's like, big Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm like, not that big. I'm like 205. How do I shed the weight, the burden of being a kid that had no idea about Jerry Jones? Just wanting to roll with the winners. Just being a front runner bandwagon with no guidance. Nobody in the house to tell me, yo, you should do this. My brother tried, but sibling rivalry, I didn't want to root for the team he was rooting for. And the Cowboys were better than them. But where, you know, I have an out is my son. And shout out to my boy Jeff today, because I saw Jeff's Instagram story of his son. His son, I believe, is 6 or 7 years old, jumping up and down, watching the Super Bowl with a Jalen Hurts jersey on last night. And what my boy Jeff wrote as the like caption on it was that he said, I've been a miserable Jets fan my entire life. First year this kid gets into football and picks a team, he experiences a Super Bowl. And I'm like, man, good on you. Props to you for letting him. Like, props to you as a dad for going to the store and buying him that Jalen Hurts jersey. Knowing that you're a Jets fan and not putting that evil on him, Ricky Bobby, not saying, no, you're going to be miserable like me, son. Said, all right, if the kids on the playground are telling you Eagles, E-L-G-E-E-S, Eagles, if the kids are telling you that, then you know, you can be an Eagles fan. But stay down until you come up now, son. Stay down with them. They're good now. But they may go through some lean years when you're 16 and not 6. I'm not buying you a Jets jersey when the Jets come back around. 888-808-1019. So he joked with me, and he said, whatever makes him happy, bro. And, like, it's funny, you know, we're the same age, but his son is 6. My son is about to be 2. And, you know, I have some friends that had kids earlier than me, and it's great to see them, you know, go through all these different stages ahead of me and then even talk to them about it. But he's like, whatever makes him happy, bro. And I'm like, that's where I am with my son. Like, for some reason, my son is infatuated with ice cubes. Every time I open the fridge and he hears the ice cube, I cube. And I'm like, bro, every single time you need it, I cube. And I'm like, here, take the ice cube. Just get away. Just go. Right? He's more particular now than ever with his food selection. You know, another reason why I had the sadness over the weekend watching the Super Bowl, my son was sick. He's got this like norovirus, some stomach virus where like he, you know, the parents know out there, they go from drinking their formula to drinking milk, whole milk. And when he wakes up and goes to bed, he needs his milk, which he calls Milt, like Joe Milton. Milt. And so I didn't realize with this stomach virus, I'm giving him the milk. He's chugging the milk. First time, he pukes it up. And I'm just like, all right, he just drank the milk too fast. The next day he does it, he pukes it up. Now, he can't have any milk. I took him to the doctor this morning. They said he could have almond milk. I switched to almond milk. He held it down. But, bro, this whole weekend was 4 a.m. Baby's up. Diarrhea. Overflowing diaper. Dada's got to go in there. Mama's following up. Got to get the diaper off of him. Got to put him in the shower, rinse him off, clean him up. The diarrhea turned into a diaper rash where his, you know, and I'll stop using the D word because I, you know, I don't know. Some people listen to this in their headphones, whatever. You might be eating it. I don't want to do that to you. But like, then he has a rash all over his hoo-ha. And it just became like, I'm telling you, I was dealing this from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even today. Took him to the doctor today. So, like, on top of knowing that the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl, I'm miserable with that. And then my son is sick. He can't hold food down. He's got the D. In the middle of the night, I'm talking like, it's like 3:34 in the morning. We are going into his room, changing his sheets, rinsing him off, putting him in a new diaper, like, getting him to go back to sleep. And then we've got our couch covered with blankets and sheets because he's projectile vomiting and, you know, who knows if he's going to overflow the diaper or whatever. And the house is just a mess. And the whole weekend I'm doing extra loads of laundry. I'm Swiffering the floor. I am cleaning up. And then once that smell gets in your nose of... It's just like, and then you're paranoid. Everything smells like either old milk or, so yeah, that's what I did this weekend. Yeah, that's what I did. So, you know, people hating on me on the weekend. I open my phone. I see somebody hating on me, saying something about me. Don't hate on me, bro. I'm minding my business. I'm just taking care of my son. 888-808-1019. Don't worry about little old me. You might not like my show. You might not like my takes. You might not like the cut of my jib. Don't worry about me, bro. You're getting, you know, I'm getting some type of, some karma. Some karma's kicking my ass. I'm getting some payback. You're getting some payback on me you don't even know. I'm up in the middle of the night changing diapers and cleaning up puke. Nah, it's all good, though. I would not trade the experience for anything. Being a dad, like, going through the experience of, okay, like, I got married. And my wife wanted to, you know, she didn't really want to. I wanted to. But my wife wanted to, we both wanted to, you know, have a kid and, you know, continue our lineage and legacy or whatever. But like the time that she was like, my wife, it's her body. My wife was like, okay, we're in the clear. Like it was after her friend's wedding. Her friend had a great wedding, 4th of July. We, you know, it was in Long Branch on the beach. And we stayed on the beach 4th of July. 2021. So then after that time, whatever, my son is born in 2023. I don't know anything. My wife is a, you know, study person, a research person. I am a, you know, a we'll figure it out as we go person. So I did not do a ton of research outside of what she sent me. And I came into having a kid for the first time without ever being around a baby, without ever living with a baby. And fast forward now, my son will be 2 in April. So, you know, we're coming up on you know, a year and 11 months and or a year and 10 months. And the amount of stuff that I know, the amount of stuff that I just do is crazy. It's just innate. It's natural. And then also just the level of like patience. Like I'm impatient about myself and my own life. I want things now. You know, I want to be successful. I want to be good at the radio. I want to shine, you know, I want to have more money. I want to be able to buy a house. You know, I want to be able to take care of my wife and my mom and stuff like that. I want that fast. I'm impatient about that. Man, when you go through the experience of watching a child go from a sonogram to a bump to that first breath, I'll never forget hearing my son cry for the first time. I instantly just, my eyes welled up with tears. Uncontrollable. I never cried that much, like just like unexpectedly at once. From that experience to like where I am now with my son, where like now my son, fist bump, high five. That's daddy's man. Like it's crazy to go from like in a matter of 2 years. Adam is in East Windsor on the fan. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's happening, man? I just I'm on my way home from the office, and I hear your stories about your kid, and I'm sympathetic for sure, and hope everybody's good. I got a 2 and a 5 year old boy. So I wanted to share my Super Bowl story yesterday.
Please do. Thank you.
So we roll up, right? And everything you're saying, all true, by the way, all of it. So we roll up to my friend's house. I've known him for like 20 years, thankfully. So we get there. We're walking up. And, you know, like everybody's got like the Ring doorbell, Ring cams, whatever. So we knock on the door. Nobody's answering the door. So we ring the doorbell cam. As soon as my friend opens the door, my 2.5 year old decides to barf right in my wife's like, jacket, his jacket, the whole thing, like just everything, and it's all caught on the camera. So we got a nice little video, nice little sentiment. But and thankfully, these are friends that I could, you know, they got the washing machine going and stuff like that. But I wanted to let you know your days of instant gratification are over, my friend.
Did you have a change of clothes for him? Would you? How'd you figure out?
No, of course. I brought the little dinosaurs for him to play with. I bring the, you know, the rubber bib, the whole thing, right? I had everything except for another shirt. So, candidly, I asked them if we could just borrow a nice big one and rolled up the sleeves for a little while.
Who would have known? What do you think triggered him to puke? Did he smell some? Was it something he had before?
I think, honestly, and you're probably experiencing it, he's still facing backwards. So I got to get him.
Oh, the car.
Yeah. After a couple of turns, if you do too many turns after like 30, 40 minutes of driving, that could get him. Yeah. So, and we're, you know, second kids, so we're pros at that. Like, I will happily take a car seat out as long as it doesn't get on. Like, we were happy it was on the porch. If I had walked 2 seconds, like, farther, I would have been right in his foyer, like, on the floor.
Yeah. My son threw up on me at 4 a.m, and then he puked this morning on my, like, I got these, like, nice Nike house shoes. I had to throw them in the wash. And then with the car thing, you know, he got sick Friday. We didn't go to the doctor today because the only doctor that was open was in Tribeca. And I'm like, I don't want to put him in the car and drive him, because then when he pukes in the car, because of like what you're talking about, facing backwards, looking out the window, some traffic, and then if puke in the car is going to smell. Even if you clean it up, like if you know, you know. If you know, you know.
That's why I heard your story. I had to call it and share mine. I was like, yo, I know you'll understand and sympathize.
Yeah, we both had around 2 year olds puking on Super Bowl Sunday. You got to clean it up. It happens. It's just part of the experience of taking care of a young one and being a parent.
You know what it is, man. Enjoy your night, man. Good talking to you.
Thanks for the call, Adam. 888-808-1019. I asked if he thought to bring a change of clothes, because since my son started puking on Friday, we just got another outfit ready. Like, we went to the doctor's office today, had it ready. Like, you don't know if he's going to puke it up. And then it's like, man, the crazy thing, like, my son's pretty good at communicating. I'm very proud of him. He knows, he can count up to 15. He knows some Espanol. He can count up to 10 in Spanish. He picks up on words, I guess, because I talk a lot and so does my wife. Like, he picks up on words. He can He can communicate. He can tell us. But he can't tell us exactly what we're feeling. And, you know, I remember people telling me, like, you know, your child is like your heart outside of your body, or like the feeling you'll have when they're sick or when they're in pain and you can't help them. I'd rather be sick than watch my son be sick. The like, it's like somebody puts a rod in the center of your heart, the feeling of watching your kids suffer. My son's sick this weekend. He's got the diaper rash. He's coming out of both ends. And he got like a sty on his eye, probably because he was like, you know, laying in his own stuff. And it's just, I feel terrible. And then, you know, you try to ask him, hey, how are you feeling? Tummy hurt. And like, he at least can say that. But then like, as far as like what he can eat or what he doesn't want to eat, it's quite a ride. It's quite an experience. It's very challenging. Another thing I thought, and I said to my wife, I got a break, 888-808-1019. Like, thank God I met my wife in college, and we have overcome a lot of things and have gone through life experiences that have been very challenging and like done a lot together and like workshop things and like problem solved and you know, as partners have done a lot of projects, you know, she gets frustrated with me, I get frustrated with her, but we always come back around to like the greater good for him. And I'm like, I can't imagine doing this with somebody I just met, or someone I didn't really like, or someone I wasn't married to, or somebody I was in a situationship with. I thank my wife. I'm like, you know, we met 15, 16 years ago and know so much about each other and each other's personality. Like for best results, dealing with a baby, raising a baby, you know, I'm glad I waited for so long. And that's another thing. People, you know, it took me a while to like actually propose to my wife or whatever. And I'm like, people like try to say, oh, well, finally, yo, don't worry about my time. You're not going to be the one there when I'm cleaning up puke at 4 a.m. with someone that I'm glad I took time with. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. I'll be right back.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Still here. Wrapping things up, let's recap what we talked about tonight. End of seasonal depression. When football ends and another season of your life has passed, and you think about all the hype and anticipation for a season, when it ends like that, damn. Yeah, I guess we were right to not hype up that Super Bowl, not talk too much about that Super Bowl, not add any juice or find any buzz in that Super Bowl, because it was over so fast. It sucked. In my humble opinion. And, you know, I think Giants fans agree. I think Commanders fans agree. I think anybody that hates Philadelphia, Cowboys fans agree. You know, you don't want to see them prosper, but whatever. Once it's over, you kind of look at it and it's not about the crazy fans. Those guys didn't play. It's not about the idiots that you see in the streets or people that you see on Twitter and Instagram and videos. The actual guys out there, man, from their coaches, right? Kellen Moore, Jeff Stoutland, Vic Fangio, those guys getting rings. You know, even Nick Sirianni, a Division III football legend, a guy that had a terrible intro press conference, a guy that was almost run out of town last year arguing with fans, but you know, he's always himself, and those guys, they've rallied around their personalities. They rallied around a Saquon Barkley. They rallied around a Brandon Graham, who we thought was out for the rest of the year, coming back and getting to play in the Super Bowl and ride off into the sunset. Jason Kelce should have played another year. 888-808-1019. I mean, I talked about the Super Bowl and how Vegas had us fooled, man. Chiefs as the favorites. Pick them. Wasn't close. Like, wasn't close at all. I wish I had the heart to bet the Eagles. I didn't want that blood money. But I bet there's some rich Eagles fans right now off of betting the Eagles, betting the props. Loving it. Sucks. If you bet on Jalen Hurts, congratulations. I have to you know, eat crow. There were times this year where I questioned Jalen Hurts. Like, is he even that good? Man, obviously the team around him is sensational. And a quarterback, a lot of times, can only be as good as the team around him. Patrick Mahomes needed some help around him last night. But he also didn't have it. He himself will tell you, he can't be turning the ball over. He can't make some of those ill-advised throws, take some of those sacks. But, man, Jalen Hurts, 17 for 22, 221 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, that blitz that Spags drew up, I was feeling that. But, man, ultimately he wins. 11 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown. He's stoic. He's nonchalant. He's unwavering. That's what you need as a quarterback. He's never too high. He's never too low. Even there's a video on ESPN, him at Disneyland. They're asking him questions. You would think the guy lost the Super Bowl. He's not excited. He's not happy. He's like, he's a winner. He's a champ. And at age 26, he's been to two Super Bowls and won one. And who's to say that the Eagles can't go back to back? Who's to say that they're not the next dynasty? They're stacked. You hate to see it, but you got to acknowledge it. To the victor go the spoils. I started off giving credit where credit is due. We got to put some respect on Jalen Hurts' name as quick as we wanted to put Brock Purdy in the top 10 quarterback conversation. No, Hurts is in there. More than 10, maybe 5, because they want to sneak Justin Herbert in the conversation. They want to sneak Jordan Love in the conversation. Dak Prescott in the conversation. Nah, we got to put respect on Jalen Hurts' name. He doesn't need to have Joe Burrow numbers to be respected. He's a winner, and that's the most important stat, the W. He's got a trophy now, two of them, MVP and Super Bowl champion. I talked about the halftime show, of course. I think I'm the most qualified to speak on it because I'm a hip-hop head, and I've followed Kendrick Lamar's career, and Kendrick Lamar getting that big stage, he's not trying to appease. He's not trying to play his biggest songs and his hits. He came out there with a plan, and he executed that plan, and he doesn't care if people don't think that was a good plan or a good show. The message that he sent, he got across. And that message has grown legs because all of the people reacting to it, good, bad, or dissecting it, they give it legs. If you didn't catch all of the symbolism and the messaging during the live performance, just open your phone. Go to Instagram or Twitter, scroll enough. If you like any type of sports or hip-hop or pop culture, something's going to come up with someone breaking down all the different things that went on. So I would have liked to see Lil Wayne. I also think that platform, the Super Bowl, should be more mainstream and generic. But props to Kendrick Lamar staying true to himself, literally talking to America and putting messages out there about America. And then, of course, doing what he won 5 Grammys for, dissing Drake. 888-808-1019, the New York Football Giants. All that Giants pride is gone. There is no honor anymore. When Michael Strahan is waving the Eagles flag, fly, Eagles fly. I heard Evan today. He brought up a great point about Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, he's on Fox the same way Strahan is. Derek Jeter doesn't play any of that. If Big Poppy even hints at a Red Sox hat or prop, Jeter is fighting it off. If they even bring Mr. or Mrs. Met into the screen, Jeter is exiting stage left. He's off the set. He doesn't do any Mets. He doesn't do any Red Sox. He doesn't do any Yankees rivals, specifically from, you know, when he played. You got Strahan out there waving the flag saying, fly, Eagles, fly, on the Super Bowl coverage, knowing that this fan base just had to deal with the disrespect that Eli Manning got, not a first ballot Hall of Famer, maybe not a second ballot Hall of Famer, knowing that this fan base had to go 10 straight weeks of losing, thinking they'd get the number one seed just to win a meaningless game and end up at number 3 and now be in limbo. Are we getting Shedeur Sanders or are we not? Amani Toomer echoed, and he said way more than Strahan said. Strahan joked, oh, I might have to sell my house. Amani Toomer is talking about the organization. They're like, okay, fans are angry. The players are too. Amani Toomer does the post-game show on SNY. He's all the way still in the loop with the Giants. He spoke out saying that, you know, Strahan waving the flag, that's a warning shot at the Giants to get it together, to get it right. They are ashamed. Former Giants that, you know, put their blood, sweat, and tears into practices, into games to be champions. They're upset with the organization and what's become of it. 888-808-1019. Of course, OBJ throwing his hat in, once a Giant, leaves the Giants, wins the Super Bowl with the Rams. So, you know, make it about yourself. He does. And his opportunity to, you know, big up Saquon, he also, you know, pointed to himself leaving the Giants. And obviously he went to the Browns and, you know, ended up with the Rams and won it. The Jets, this is your time, Jets fans. Your time to shine. Not with Aaron Rodgers, though. And my main things with Aaron Rodgers, his influence is too big. It's bigger than the coach, bigger than the team. He's a distraction with Pat McAfee, Netflix, conspiracy theories, ayahuasca, anti-vax. He's old. The age thing. We don't know what we're getting out of 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. In theory, he could do what he did last year. But what did he do last year? He lost. The stats are great, but the number one stat that Jalen Hurts is getting respect for is winning. And you saw him play four plays and drop. You saw him play a whole season. You don't know what you're going to get. Probably somewhere down the middle. Now you know what you're going to get. None of that. They better have a good plan B, right? First-time offensive coordinator. First-time calling plays in the NFL. You better have a good quarterback with this guy. It can't just be Tyrod. But that's also a thing. The style of play for Engstrand coming over here, if they're trying to mimic what Jared Goff and the Lions do, that's not what Aaron Rodgers does. That's another reason why you go a different way. Also, you wanting to command the room. You already saw Quinnen Williams respond, oh, guess we're rebuilding. Maybe you are Quinnen Williams. So what? You guys always have high expectations and don't do anything anyway. What's another year of that going to do? Devontae Adams is out. Maybe Garrett Wilson is out. Maybe some other players feel some type of way, whatever. They're going to get this roster right. They're going to have people that are bought in. That's what you have to do. The old regime is gone. My number one thing I said why they moved on from Aaron Rodgers is because they watched the film. The eye in the sky don't lie. There's enough on film of Aaron Rodgers tapping out of a game, Aaron Rodgers showing up teammates, Aaron Rodgers throwing interceptions, Aaron Rodgers not pointing the finger at himself, where they could look at that and say, nah, man, nah, nope. It ends here. But shout out to Aaron Rodgers. He flew back to New Jersey to meet with them. And shout out to Aaron Glenn, AG. It's a new era for the Jets. 888-808-1019. Everybody wants to get traded now. Deebo Samuel, Myles Garrett, rumors about Micah Parsons. Will the Titans trade that number one overall pick? Could have been the Giants fielding calls on trading that number one overall pick. Oh, no, the Giants are going to trade for Matthew Stafford. Highly doubt it. You're not ready to win now. If you were ready to win now, you would have signed Saquon, right? When you want Saquon, hell, you're not trading for Matthew Stafford. For what? For what? 888-808-1019. I'll take a call because I'm running out of time. Dwight's in Asbury Park, New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Dwight?
Yeah, hey, my guy Cooper DeJean, he came through. He came through Dwight, Sunday with that pick six.
Dwight, if we had the archives, bro, You being a track guy, you knew about Cooper DeJean running a 10.7 in the 100-meter dash in high school. Me, I just am an internet guy, and I remember seeing his high school tape. We talked about him on the fan months before the draft. We knew Cooper DeJean was like that. We anybody that was listening to my show late night, listening to your call, we all talked about this kid before he was an Eagle. And then in the biggest moment, he has a pick six on his birthday. He balled last night. Even the way he catches punts, he's so confident as a rookie catching a punt and getting upfield. I'm like, I hate that he's on the Eagles.
Yeah, but hey, listen, the dude did it. He did his J-O-B. Can't deny that. Hey, that front four for the Eagles, they was all over my home on Sunday night.
They let them boys loose. They had no other games to play. The whole thing we're going to get to him, and they did.
Yeah, they studied that that game plan that Tampa Bay put on him in the Super Bowl.
And this time they had their feet under him, right? They had the actual turf, not that slippery grass.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. They was all over him Sunday night. He couldn't even breathe.
The craziest thing is that they sacked him six times and they didn't blitz him once. They could just play their regular base zone defense and say, we're better than you. What? Against the two-time repeating champs? Against the GOAT? I was in my apartment dumbfounded. I was in bed at half.
I was like, damn, Dave. He couldn't even He couldn't even find time to breathe, much less throw a football. Mm-mm.
They were in his head. You could tell he never got right. He never set his feet. His mechanics were terrible. He was selling. And I'm like, oh, no. This doesn't look like the Mahomes that flicks his fingers and has that eye of the tiger, Black Mamba look.
Yeah.
Like, nah, he was out of it.
I was thinking maybe a possible shutout.
Yeah. I mean, garbage time, they were able to get those 22 points, but that game was over at half. At 24-0 at half with that defense, I was like, pack it up. Thanks for the call, Dwight. 888-808-1019. I knew it was wraps, and I hated that. One, because it's the Super Bowl. All that hype for 2 weeks, and that's the game we get. And, like, hey, there's a reason why no one has three-peated. It's hard to do. It's a lot of pressure. And I told y'all, they took that personal. Oh, you had to get Pat Riley to clear the three-peat? It's just a guarantee you're going to three-peat against us? Anything to fire guys up. Bulletin board material. It works. You know, last team's the three-peat. Los Angeles Lakers, who just debuted with Luka Doncic tonight. And your New York Yankees, who will see CC Sabathia go into the Hall of Fame, donning a Yankees cap. And pitchers and catchers have reported first workout is slated for tomorrow. We should be getting more information out of Tampa with the Yanks. Glenn is down in New Orleans where the Super Bowl was. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how you been doing, Keith?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. To me, right now is the best time of the year for sports. Super Bowl is over. We're in the home stretch for college basketball, and then spring training starting. I know that y'all were talking about the Johnnies a few minutes ago, and I think they're 20 in the net, 9 in the pole, and 20 in the net. And I'm surprised. I actually thought by now they would have lost the game to maybe Marquette. Or
UConn.
UConn, who I see is out of the polls for the first time, and I don't know how long. But, it's just a good time of the year. I know my Red Sox are going to probably contend for last place again.
No.
I love listening to you, Yankee.
I disagree. I think the Red Sox are going to be better than people think this year. They got the pitching sorted out. They got enough guys to hit, and don't underestimate their manager.
Well, if the starting pitching comes through, but to me they're both question marks, Crochet and Walker Buehler, and they got another. Who was the other one? Oh, Giolito that they signed and got hurt in spring training. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing fearing right now is once these guys report and we start getting all of the arm injuries again like we had last year every day.
It always happens. Somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to do and then they get on the throwing program and it's something don't feel right.
Yeah. Well, I think they overthrow, concentrate too much on velocity and not actually pitching. But I guess, you know, that's the way the game is right now. The Johnnies, if you're the main attraction for college basketball in New York and you have a NIL, you can, you know, like you said, build a team that can contend for a national title. Now, I don't know if I don't know if they're good enough yet, but I mean, they're beating everybody in the Big East, and those are good teams.
They play defense. If they can knock down their free throws and find a couple guys that can hit the three, like they're going to be able to do it, and that can materialize in the next month and a half.
Yeah, and of course, you got to be healthy, so you got to keep Kadari Richmond on the floor at all times. He's the number one scoring threat for sure. So, but That's just, I just wanted to call, touch base with you, let you know I'm still listening to you, even though I don't call as often during football season. But like I said, college hoops going to the home stretch. Got all your conference tournaments with the upsets and
Super Bowl is over, but we got plenty to look forward to. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate you checking in with me. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from all of you. I gotta go home. Creep in the house. My cat will be up, but I can't wake the baby or my wife, or it'll be problems for me. So I'm gonna go do that. C-Mac will keep you company next. Dial up and talk to him about the Jets, the Giants, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles. It ain't over yet. Friday, the Eagles are having their parade, so we'll have to deal with this all week. And probably by next week, next weekend, we get some games down there in Florida. We'll be all right. Thanks for listening to my show. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.